Praised be Jesus and Mary. Our Lord tells us in today's gospel, no one puts new wine into old wineskins. Not only will the wine and the skins both be lost, but anyone who has been drinking the old wine never wants the new. The old is good, he says. And the point that our Lord is making is that he's starting something entirely new. It's coming out of Judaism, but you could not put Christianity into the old wineskins of Judaism, because anyone who was living their Jewish faith at that time would have been able to look at what our Lord was doing and say that, I like the old better. And that's the way of all of us are. We know what we have, and it's what we're familiar with. And even though a new thing may be much better, we like our old way because we're just plain used to it. And so when our Lord starts something new, he's telling us that he has put new wine into new wineskins. That doesn't mean that the old was not good. It simply means that the new is something different. As we know, we're brought into the very person of Christ, the very holiness of Christ, the day of our baptism. But now we have to go beyond simply, being members of Christ in a generic way. St. Paul tells us that we have to be transformed into the very holiness of God himself. The goal of our lives is to be transformed into Jesus Christ. And as St. Paul says, it's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. In order for us to be able to live the life of Christ, we must look at our old way of living, our sinful and selfish way of living, and reject that. Even though, that may be what we're accustomed to, even though we like it, and unfortunately are attached to it, we must let it go so that the new way of life, the new one, which is truly who we are in as members of Jesus, will be able to shine through us. And this is never going to take place through our own efforts alone. And we must allow Our Lady to transform us into the very holiness of Christ. I assure you, in this case, that the new will be better than the old.